Temperatures are soaring, and that means Midwesterners are headed to summer fairs and festivals. They'll eat plenty of high-calorie foods, from corn dogs to fried ice cream sandwiches. But Side Effects Public Media's Isaiah Seibert reports that some festivals are trying to include healthier foods.
The annual Romp Fest attracts some of the biggest names in bluegrass. Over 25,000 fans come to a park in western Kentucky to listen to and make music. And whenever they get hungry, they can walk over to a makeshift food court where they'll find Sandra Mendez's truck.
We are Fresh by Jeans. As the name implies, we are fresh food.
Specialties include brisket grilled cheese sandwiches and vegan chipotle burrito bowls. It's mostly organic, locally grown ingredients. No fried food here.
We lovingly call our menu healthy drunk food. It's what you would want to eat when you're drunk, but feel like, gosh, I'm going to pay for this tomorrow. So it's safe to eat when you're drunk.
And she says a lot of people are eating it.
We get young and old, but definitely the millennial crowd and younger flock to us.
Healthy food and wide appeal. That's what festival organizer Carly Smith looks for in vendors as she combs through more than 100 applications.
One thing we've always strived to be conscious of here at Romp is to have some farm-to-table fresh foods, offer some vegetarian options, even vegan options, and especially local options, showcasing our barbecue heritage here in Owensboro.
The festival thinks about the food the same way it thinks about the music, with the big tent philosophy.
Our mission is to preserve bluegrass history, but also we want to grow the music. You know, you can't just stay in one spot.
But not all festival organizers approach food through the same lens.
We've known through the years that folks like to come to the fair to splurge and have a good time.
That's Sharon Smith, spokesperson for the Indiana State Fair. When it opens in early August, visitors can snack on French fries topped with chicken, cheese sauce, buffalo sauce, blue cream, ranch dressing, bacon bits and chives, or vanilla ice cream sandwiched between two chocolate chip cookies dipped in funnel cake batter and deep fried, and garnished with powdered sugar and chocolate sauce. Smith says that's what fairgoers want.
They may not be thinking entirely about their waistline. They're thinking about what tastes good, what's refreshing.
There are some vegetables.
A lot of them are on the fried side, but some of them aren't.
And there are a few vegan or vegetarian items. Corn on the cob hold the butter, baked potato hold the bacon, French fries hold the white meat chicken on top. You get the idea. Some state fairs, like Iowa's and Nebraska's, list healthy food items or vendors on their website. Indiana's doesn't, but even without that information, there are ways to eat healthy.
If you do get a fried option, you're most likely there with a friend. I always encourage try to split it because the portion size is probably so big anyway that that's a really good idea.
That's Alyssa Schroeder, a clinical dietitian. She has tips for people who want to watch what they eat.
There's a lot of tempting fried options, but typically most of the places you can also find some grilled options.
She's noticed more people interested in eating healthy at summer festivals, a good sign in a region where obesity is a stubborn public health problem. In Indiana and most other Midwest states, the adult obesity rate tops 30%. Schroeder says people shouldn't stay at home because they're worried about finding healthy foods.
I would never encourage someone to avoid living life just because they're nervous that there's not a healthy option there. There are ways you can work around that. Don't let your diet control your life.
And it's not the end of the world if you indulge.
If that's the worst that you eat all week, then I say go for it.
In fact, she does it herself.
I'm going to have a fried Snickers this year.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Isaiah Seibert.